Well, by the way,
I grew up watching American Gladiators.
What was your event? If you could do one event, like,
I want to do the gauntlet.
The gauntlet.
Yeah.
Oh wait, you want to do the gun.
The where you got to hide behind stuff. And
And then you get it gets closer as you get up, and the guy's trying to hit you with like the Nerf balls.
That's the gauntlet.
That's the gauntlet. All right,
yeah, that's the gauntlet.
You got to run through each one of those. They're shooting at you from on high with the tennis ball gun.
Yeah.
And you get those single Nerf one action single shot.
You get the like the Nerf like the archery one, you know what I mean? Yeah. You're like trying to draw back this Nerf arrow, and you're like trying to shoot
the
yeah.
joust.
Like, yeah,
the joust was fun.
The joust, yeah, because they put you over water.
I just remember Gemini was always real good at that. The big
and steel. And all those other hard buttocks women.
I was waiting for Cubic Zirconia to come out. Like, like he was going to be the next guy.
They're running low on those names.
Because like, you know.
It's like, and here comes tax refund. Like, what? I don't think y'all
of course, you remember what was the TGIF show? They did an episode. Oh, it was.
They all did them. Steve Urkel faced down American Gladiators. Step by Step, I think, faced down American Gladiators as well.
Right. And one of those weird, like, wormholes that you get yourself into. You know what I mean? Like, I wonder what Hawk from American Gladiators is doing now. I'm like, oh, damn. I didn't know he had that long a career afterwards.
Thank you. I'm glad you said it. It feels a little less like, well, you know, you should have known when you say it like that out loud.
Because no, you shouldn't have known. That's the whole thing. Yeah, you're going to look it up. You're like, what the hell? You know?
The only one I can think of, besides Hawk, besides Lee Rareman, because I recognize his face and his name from other shows, is there was one of those American Gladiators ripoff shows that came on right after wrestling on Saturday mornings. Where instead of gladiators in the flashy gear, they were supposedly like barbarians and warriors. And
you mean the martial artist one?
No, that came after. That was WMAC Masters.
WMAC, okay.
Between WMAC Masters and American Gladiators,
I just had like a after time lapse.
There was a show.
I used to like literally sit up and be like, "Oh my god, this is real."
There was a show where. It was like,
dude, I can't even remember that far back.
Yeah. There was so like much bad TV back then.
It was good.
No, definitely.
It was good because it's filtered through our nostalgia now. But like, I think if you were like, I remember I was big into the Stone Protectors TV show. And I'm sure if I revisit that now, it would probably jump out the nearest window.
That was Hot Garbage. That was like Imitation Ninja Turtles.
Well, we talk about like Cowboys and Mumesa Bad or something.
Actually, you know Cowboys and Mumesa.
But I like that show. Come on now.
Yeah, come on, man. Yo, for real, they had those guns that shot the stars. But the show I'm talking about. Is you may recognize one of the actresses. Do you know who? Oh, the name escapes me. Come on, he was in Revenge of the Nerds. He was in Bloodsport.
Yeah, I know the actor you're talking about. He does those commercials now as the Viking.
Yes.
What's his name? And he was Cody's. Biker friend in Step by Step.
He was.
Mashidoshi, Omi taught me to be a man.
Well, not him, but there was a woman
I remember.
Well, the female version of him, because he was in all those shows and movies, and you never really got his name. Donald Gibb, that was his name. Yeah. But you never really got his name. There was a woman that also did basically the female variation. She was on episodes of Mama's Family, you know, as like the strong woman. She was on Boondock Saints, the woman that they end up getting in a fight with
at the beginning of the movie.
Yes.
All right.
She was on that show. You know, these are the things that stand out. You recognize a face, you'll be able to link a couple other roles, but you'll never know who they are.
Remember when they tried to reboot it?
American Gladiators?
Yeah, with it for a hot second.
The problem there is they took it extra, extra serious.
Like, these guys were full, like, they had, like, an extra like, 70 pounds and everybody, and they're flying around.
Goons and cartoons and an unhealthy.
Was Tiny Zeus Lister up there on the top of the pyramid, like, throwing guys off?
I'd be okay with that, actually. Yo, yeah. Get the president from Fifth Element some
bust
work.
Bust my ass anytime, D-Boy.